This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Philip. In about half an hour, we're going to discuss the foreign visa corruption trial of Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi. But in the meantime, we're looking ahead to Budget Day in 2 weeks' time. Budget 2023 will be tabled on October 7th. And every day until then, we're going to check in with different sectors to discuss their expectations for the budget. Today, we're focusing on the property sector, which has had a choppy recovery from the pandemic.
The industry remains beleaguered by rising material costs and labour shortages. That said, the local property market did record more than 188,000 transactions worth 84 billion ringgit in the first half of this year, which is an increase of more than 30% compared to the same period last year. However, more than 34,000 residential property units remain unsold, valued at 21.7 billion in the first half of this year, with Johor recording the highest number of overhang units.
Meanwhile, Deputy Finance Minister Dato' Mohamad Shah Abdullah said that while the overhang situation has improved by 7.5% from last year, he has urged developers and authorities to pay attention to the data and ensure that houses built were in line with buyers' demand and affordability to minimise this mismatch. So, can Budget 2023 help spur activity in the property market for both the short and long term?
For some thoughts on what the property sector would like to see in the budget, we have with us Dato' N.K. Tong, President of the Real Estate and Housing Developers Association, better known as REDA. Good morning, Dato' Tong. Thanks for speaking with us. Let's start off with a look back at Budget 2022, which had the theme of recovery, rebuilding national resilience and catalyzing reform. How effective was it in meeting those themes?
Of course, at the beginning of 2022, it was very difficult to anticipate what was coming down the pipe. But I think overall, the property industry has done pretty decently to recover. If you look at others, for example, in the F&B, in the hospitality, travel, there's been a lot of revenge eating, revenge travel. But with properties, because it's a bigger ticket item, it will take a bit more time for that effect to be felt. In a recent MAPEX Malaysian Property Exhibition, which we held jointly with KPKT, we could feel the tangible response in terms of customer interest in properties. So I would say it has been reasonably effective at the theme of recovery, rebuilding national resilience and catalyzing reform.
How much have rising material costs and labour shortage weighed down the sector? Has anything been done to resolve it effectively?
Yes, rising material costs and labour shortage are two major issues. I would categorise the labour shortage as an immediate issue. That is not just developers, the contractors, but also in the development industry, the 160 industries that we impact are really feeling it. And I would stress the urgency of this matter. I think steps are being taken to resolve it, but it has not been resolved yet. And our concern as an industry is how long that will take. I even recently had some architects reach out to me and said, this is not good for the industry, but even for their profession, because they have people idling. We have developers who actually have approached contractors who are not willing to take on more jobs just because they cannot anticipate where the workforce is going to come from to be able to deliver on time. So that I think, will have a huge impact on the industry. And, as we mentioned earlier about rebuilding national resilience, hopefully the government, the various departments, whatever, can sort it out. Otherwise, it'll be like scoring an own goal. On the one hand, we want growth. And on the other hand, we are not providing the inputs to allow for that growth. And bear in mind that construction is a significant percentage of the overall GDP numbers. As for the rising material costs, I think that is still happening. To some extent, that's out of our control because it's a global phenomenon. Over the last decade or two, governments around the world have printed too much money, so you see a lot of asset inflation. I think what we can do to mitigate it in the short run, and we've put that as some of our budget proposals, is to look at waiving some of the duties and taxes on some building materials, for example, etc., so that we can at least in the short run help to mitigate the rising prices of building materials.
So does this mean that developers will be passing down the cost to consumers then?
That's a fact of life that's happening everywhere in the world. Property prices are going up. The input costs will be the factors in the final cost of delivery. And it's not just rising cost of materials, but inflation. If we don't tame inflation, that also impacts property prices. Actually, one of the biggest impacts on property price is delays of approval. And, you know, I have to congratulate the Ministry of Housing, KPKT, for having a very robust set of regulations. Unfortunately, because of the way this country works, the federal government is not in control of state and local authorities. And at the state and local authority level, rules can change, things can be delayed. And just imagine, you know, for every year of delay, that there's the additional expense of the inflation rate for the country. Of course, if you look at CPI, that's a control basket, including fuel, which is controlled. But if you look at the construction costs, you know, we are far in excess of CPI. So every year of delay will only make it more expensive for the rakyat to own homes.
Bank Negara recently hiked rates by 25 basis points, and there are expectations of more hikes to come. How do you see this impacting the property sector?
I'm a little bit neutral about that. First, we are rising from a very low base, right? Although Bank Negara is raising rates, we are not raising it as aggressively as the rest of the world. The reason I say I'm neutral, because at the same time that that's happening, the economy is reopening up and people are looking for properties. Our borrowing, our cost of borrowing is still very low. But also, rising interest rates are indicative of rising global inflation. And I think people intuitively understand that to some extent, they need to hedge against that inflation. And property in the long run is a good hedge.
So has property actually demand for it? Has it been improving?
It's still too early, I guess, to figure out where it's headed in the long run. But I would say in the initial sort of reopening, demand is improving and increasing. We need to see what the long run average is going to be once sort of pent up demand from 2 years of lockdown is satisfied. But again, like I said, if there is a steady backdrop of inflation, I think then people have to really question how, besides the roof over their head, how are they going to protect the value of their currency and or personal wealth? Right? And in the long run, if people choose properly, real estate is a good hedge.
Now, the government introduced a slew of incentives to encourage home ownership, such as stamp duty waivers and discounts in the form of the HOC campaign, which expired earlier this year. How effective has the campaign been, and would you like to see it being renewed?
Yeah, I think the campaign was very effective. Look, you know, there were two rounds of the campaign, one in 2019 and then again in 2021. And really, it was anticipated just for 2019. However, because of the pandemic, you know, we needed to sort of buffer against some of the effects of the pandemic. I did say to the Minister of Finance that we wouldn't come back for more. But I think given the current challenges with rising inflation, the lack of workforce, etc., you know, it's a catch-22. We still need to make sure that the industry continues to function well. So, you know, it'd be nice if we got those incentives again, because it would then help stabilize the situation, at least for another year, until we are truly out of the situation where, you know, right now we are having supply chain issues, including labor being part of that supply chain.
So, Dato, let's take a look at affordable housing, right? Because the government aims to build 500,000 units of affordable housing, of which Prima will be responsible for reportedly 100,000 units. Is this really the best way to go about delivering affordable housing to Malaysians? So, in your perspective, right, what should the government focus on for this issue?
Yeah, affordable housing is a huge subject. But I would say government wanting to take on affordable housing is always a good thing. All around the world, that's what's been done. In the past, there has been this notion of cross-subsidies for developers, which actually makes the housing delivery system a little bit dysfunctional, because regular house prices have to be bumped up more to compensate and cross-subsidize affordable housing. And that creates distortions in the market, you know, some complaints about completed but unsold units. Well, that was because they were priced much higher than they needed to be to subsidize affordable housing. So the fact that the government has the resolve to take on affordable housing is a good thing. Just need to determine where it is needed and at what price point. And, you know, when government delivers the affordable housing, it actually brings down the median house price versus if there's a cross subsidies, which in the long run raises median house price. So in the long run, it's good for the rakyat as a whole that the government takes this on, both in terms of removal of subsidies, which creates a regular homes that are priced too high for the subsidy, creating completed but unsold units, and at the same time, bringing the overall median price of housing down to make it affordable for everyone, not just for those in, say, the B40 category.
So what else would you like to see in Budget 2023 to help spur the property market then?
I think it has to be strategic. That's why I started off earlier by saying if we can waive some of the levies and import duties on certain materials, at least to manage the rising costs temporarily. But if you ask every developer right now, I would say 11 out of 10 will say, please fix the labor shortage issue. And of course, it's not just the housing industry, but also manufacturing and all the other plantations. Everyone is facing the problem. And like I said, if that is not fixed, then unfortunately, it'd be like scoring an own goal. While we are trying to be more resilient, we're not actually providing the inputs to build that resilience. In the big picture, it's not about the property industry. It's about the economy, right? If the government can continue to focus on its promise of a high-income nation, I think that bodes well for everyone. And a high-income nation means that at the end of the day, people have savings and spare funds at the end of the month that they can then look into putting a roof over their heads. I mean, the roof over their heads is the most important, but if they can't afford it, they'll have to rent, right? Right now, people are tackling rising food costs and, fortunately, good or bad, fuel costs is somewhat subsidized. But a high-income nation will allow everyone to be better off and at the same time then look longer term with more stability to plan to buy a property. And that, of course, indirectly benefits that industry. So I would say focus on building Malaysia back into a high-income nation.
Very quickly, Datuk Tong, while we still have you, what's your outlook for the property sector?
In the short run, there are challenges in terms of implementation, both as we talked about the labor shortage, which I can't stress enough. We have to fix that or the whole country will be in big trouble beyond just the property industry. And of course, rising costs. But I am optimistic, or rather, when we surveyed our developers, they are optimistic for the second half and also into 2023, because hopefully we get back to a new norm and we begin to really put the pandemic behind. To some extent, 2022 is about looking forward, but also looking behind your shoulder to see what's coming down the pike. But I think clearly that the whole world is moving on. And I think as that happens, not only do the property industry become more optimistic, but I think home buyers become more optimistic. And again, with the specter of rising inflation, they may look more favorably towards a roof over their head. That will also be a good hedge against inflation in the long run.
Thanks very much for your time. That was Dato N.K. Tong, President of the Real Estate and Housing Developers Association, or REDA, talking to us about the property sector's expectations for Budget 2023, which will take place in 2 weeks on October the 7th. We're coming up to 7:29 in the morning. We're heading into the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. After that, we discuss the implications of Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi's acquittal in the Ultra Kirana trial on Friday. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.